This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, last week, the USMEF held their annual meeting in Kansas City, and it came at a time when livestock markets are in a state of heavy fluctuations. We talk more about it next.
There are so many decisions that go into being a successful soybean farmer. Plant date, row spacing, water management, crop rotation, soil temperature, cover crop, soil pH, nutrients, water conditions. Whew! At least becoming a farmer member of the Iowa Soybean Association is one straightforward decision in your life. If you market at least 250 bushels of soybeans annually, ISA's farmer membership is available at no additional cost thanks to your soy checkoff investment. Just activate or confirm online and start reaping the benefits. It's a no-brainer. The Iowa Soybean Association proudly celebrates 60 years of moving our industry forward.
The cattle market's been seeing a little more volatility lately than the hogs are. While hogs have been having a downtrend, cattle has been bouncing back around very erratically. Randy Block is CEO of Cattle Facts, and he talks about what the market's been doing.
It's been incredible volatility. Trends have continued to be higher, but we've had a lot of swings. I mean, unprecedented swings that we're seeing in these markets. I think that's going to continue. You know, we need outside money is a big part of these markets. You know, we need fund length to create opportunities to lay off risk when the funds take their money and go home. Just like last fall when we went through that tremendous correction in the markets, we went through a major liquidation of outside money participation. We saw some of it come back in the winter. Then with the avian influenza news, it all left again. We had another major flush down in here from March 20th to April 15th. And now these markets look like they're stabilizing and getting some footing and starting to see these cash markets heal up.
Normally we'd see a spring rally, but the H5N1 scare derailed that quickly.
There's always people marketing cattle every week, and you hate to have these kind of things impact them, but they do. And we've been used to that over a long period of time. The markets are going to be higher again this week. They've had a nice run in here. So we're basically back in here now retesting the highs that we made the third week in March. So we were right up against 189.5 was where the U.S. average was the last week in March. We'll be well above that in the northern markets this week. Looks like we'll probably be somewhere maybe up around 188 in the southern markets this week. So a nice recovery. And we're getting the beef market, getting some of the good spring demand in here. So the beef complex has had a good run, setting up for all these features. We've got several big beef feature holidays here with the Memorial Day holiday, Father's Day holiday, and then followed up with the 4th of July. So all that was just delayed, but it's finally coming.
Block says it's more about economics than anything else.
It's just economics 101. I mean, it's just pretty simple. We got fewer numbers to harvest out here. We've got non-fed slaughter or cow and bull slaughter we think will be down 700,000 to 750,000 for the year. We've got fed slaughter that'll be down 700,000 to 750,000 head for the year. So, you know, 1.5 million head reduction in the number of animals we harvest. With cost of gains back here in the low dollar and the price of fed cattle up in here in the 180s and 190s, it's a strong economic signal to put more weight on each animal. And the market still wants more choice and prime carcasses. That's what it wants. So we'll be able to do a better job of producing more of those type of carcasses as we go forward.
But herd rebuilding seems to be going well.
We're seeing the number of heifers that are being placed on feed slow down. That's definitely showing up. I would say we're right at an in-between stage. We're no longer liquidating heifers by placing them on feed, but we're not yet in an expansion phase.
You can hear more comments at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.